Zvachim, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis, 12:2, and we pick up on a topic that was introduced very briefly in the previous Mishnah. Here we're talking about the hides, the hide meaning like the leather, the skin of the animal, going to the Kohanim. So here we're focused specifically about the hide of a Korban Ola. And says the Mishnah, Kol Shlo Zacha HaMizbeach Bivsara, any scenario in which you have essentially a pasul Korban, where you're not going to be able to bring the meat of the Ola on the Mizbeach, so then Lozachu haKohanim ba'ora. So then, the Kohanim won't be entitled to receive a portion, the hide of the animal of the Ola. Instead, what will happen is, since it's an invalid korban, they'll burn it in the base of Sreifa there in the Azara, and that'll be the carcass is burned, both the meat and the hide together. Shneimar, the base of this is really a drush from a pasuk, because the pasuk says, the full pasuk says, Va'kohen hamakriv es olas ish, and the Kohen who brings a person's offering of an Ola, of a burned offering. Or ha'ola asher hekriv, the hide of the ola that he brings, lekohen lo yihye, will be for the kohen. There are lots of extra words in that pasuk, and here we're focused on the olas ish. It has to be like, actually it's machlokas exactly how the drasha works, but in any case, olas ish, it's a person's offering that's essentially effective. Ola, we're talking here about an ola sha'al sleish, that could be effective because it could be brought in the mizbeach as opposed to a pasul one that can't be brought. So the basic point is that if you're not bringing the korban on the mizbeach, you're also not giving the hide to the kohen. Halach lemaisa, you're supposed to, and the halach is you're required to first offer the blood, and then you do the hefshet, the flaying, and the nituach, and the butchering of the ola, and then you bring it on the fire. So therefore, a pasul korban is always going to have the skin still attached. If a person broke the halacha and flayed the hide off of the ola prior to the bringing of the blood, and the blood is never brought because someone goes pasul, whatever it is, so then, actually, once it's been separated, we're going to burn the carcass, but we'll have separated out the hide. The hide would then go to the kohanim as it happens, but the mission is not focused on that scenario because that's not kadin. Kadin would be you're not going to flay it till after the korban's already had the blood offered, and that would essentially make the offering valid, and you can keep the hides. Now, the Mishnah goes on to say, since it said, the pasuk said, olas ish, a person's ola, you might have thought it means ish as opposed to an isha, a man but not a woman. Therefore, the Mishnah says, no, echad olas ish ve'echad olas isha, or oseyan lekohanim, the hide that comes from a korban ola, whether it's brought by a man or a woman, the hide goes to the kohanim, no difference. And although the pasuk says olas ish, there's another drasha that tells you that it goes to, with nothing to do with man or woman, any ola brought, whether man or from a woman, the hide goes to the kohanim.